I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta launched a new comprehensive plan to address affordable housing on Monday. But as GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, one expert thinks it doesn't go far enough.
Since 2000, Atlantans' median rent has increased by over 70%, but their incomes have failed to catch up. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms hopes to address that and other issues with the city's new Housing Affordability Action Plan. During her May radio interview with GPB's Ricky Babington, Bottoms said no city has gotten affordable housing right, but she wants to be the first.
So this is the difference with Atlanta and places like San Francisco. We actually have land inside of our city limits that we can redevelop for housing.
The plan lays out goals she's announced before, like investing $1 billion of public and private money and building or preserving 20,000 homes by 2026. But Georgia State professor Dan Immergluck believes how the city will pay for the plan is too vague. He'd like to see some more details.
It has some concrete suggestions, but it never puts dollar figures on them.
The plan is a part of a campaign promise from Bottoms. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
The Georgia Ports Authority is increasing its fleet of mobile cranes used to load cargo onto trucks at the Port of Savannah. Five new rubber-tired gantry cranes arrived by ship over the weekend. The delivery boosts the port's overall number of truck-loading cranes to 151. An additional seven cranes are expected by the end of September. And Georgia's Fulton County Jail is 500 inmates over capacity. The AJC reports that some 180 inmates have to sleep on floor mattresses in an open area. Chief Jailer Mark Adger says they've got room for 2,500 inmates but are holding more than 3,000. About a third of them are from Atlanta, which closed its detention center after eliminating cash bonds for poor and nonviolent offenders. The county is considering seeking an injunction to stop the city from sending it more inmates. County also is holding more inmates longer after some were released and committed more crimes. County Manager Dick Anderson says 380 inmates have been awaiting trial for more than a year. Savannah is trying to reduce its contribution to global warming by outfitting city workers with electric cars. The city added two electric vehicles on Monday with plans to grow the fleet as older vehicles are retired each year. The city's sustainability director says about 300 vehicles in the city's fleet are suitable to be replaced with all electric or hybrid vehicles. Plans call for reducing the city's carbon footprint and fuel cost by powering 15% of city vehicles with alternate fuels or hybrid technology by 2023. The Cave Springs City Council plans to vote on a new alcohol ordinance today that could pave the way for craft breweries and micro distilleries. The North Georgia city has looked at changes since voters approved liquor sales in February. Sandra Lindsay is with the Cave Springs Downtown Development Authority.
There were four things they voted on was liquor by the drink, liquor by the package, liquor by the drink on Sunday, and package sales on Sunday.
The new ordinance would also allow restaurants to serve hard liquor. Sidewalk cafes, bistros, farm wineries, and lounges will be permitted while bars will not. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves lost to the Chicago Cubs last night, final score 8-3. Starting pitcher Julio Teheran had another tough outing for Atlanta, giving up seven earned runs. Despite the loss, the Braves still have a 5.5 game lead over Philadelphia for first place in the NL East. The Braves and Cubs play game two of their series tonight at Wrigley Field in Chicago. First pitch is at 8:05 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.